Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is your spiritual kickoff of the week. I'm so excited to have you here. So let's get right into the word, okay? So this week, we're going to be in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, verse 15. And this is a really short verse, guys. Lots of wisdom here, though. It says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. This is going to be a tough one for me to work through, guys, because as I was working through this and thinking about how you can simplify and apply it, lots of thoughts came to mind. And I think this is a very important verse for us to consider how we can apply it to our life, okay? Before we get going too far, though, we need to know the basics, need to know the fundamentals. We're not going to assume anything here at the Lion. You need to know where the book of Romans is, okay? So this is in your New Testament. So go to your New Testament. Go past your Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Go past Acts. And then once you get past Acts, you'll be at Romans. And we're going to lock on one word this week, and we're going to camp out on this one word for good reason. You guys will see as the week progresses. But that word is empathy. Empathy. And it's a popular word these days. It really is. And it almost seems like everybody has their own definition of it. So I wanted to just say, okay, what's the real definition of the word? And here's what it means. The ability to understand and share the feelings of another. So the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Now, as a leader, you know, this is a key idea to think about, fellas. As the ones that are making you the biggest impact around the others, hold this value extremely tight to their core. And we're seeing right here what the Apostle Paul's telling us. He was giving insight through the Holy Spirit on how we should relate to others. That's pretty incredible. And if you look at it closer, it seems the harder part of this verse for me and for a lot of guys is probably the beginning, right? Rejoice with those who rejoice. Think about it for a second. Rejoicing with others is difficult. It doesn't come natural. Right? I'm telling you, you want me to you may challenge your thinking. Let's say your neighbor gets your buddy gets a new truck, okay? Or they land a huge job all in the same week. Now, what's going to be your reaction? Must be nice. I can hear you right now. Because it's part of our sin nature to not celebrate. It's just not. Right? We're constantly, we're looking with that covetous, with that envy, right? When things happen to other people versus celebrate with them. Because it takes intentionality to be able to from extremely, and that's extremely hard for a lot of guys, especially type A guys, to overcome this. And one thing we got to recognize, fellas, when we start thinking about this empathy, is that we need to understand we're not competing with each other. We're not. The only person we should be comparing ourselves to are who we were yesterday. That's it. And when we start diving down that rabbit hole, of comparison, man, we just rob ourselves of so much joy. And this is like any other skills that's out there. Maybe you want to get better, to be a better shooter or be a better writer, or I don't know what that skill is, right? Whatever it is, you got to train. You got to train. It takes practice. It's a muscle. And a simple way we can rejoice with others is start laying a foundation of encouragement. Just that simple. Start laying that foundation of encouragement. So what that could look like right here, fellas, is instead of waiting for others to share the good news with you, look for ways that you see them doing good and make sure they doggone it know it. And this could be something simple as saying that you respect somebody else, another dude, for the way he's raising his kids or how he treats his wife. I'm telling you, if you just send that one little text like, hey, man, your kids, they're incredible. And I know you're doing a great job as a father. You never know how that little bit of encouragement is going to lift somebody up. It just is. And I'm telling you, if you start moving past the surface stuff, like, you know, if somebody has a nice shirt, you can say nice shirt. But be careful, by the way. You tell another guy he's got a nice shirt, he can be wearing that shirt for the next 10 years. So just be careful there. But look for meaningful ways that you can celebrate that person for who they are. And tell them. And I'm telling you, this is a hard part for me as a man, because the evil one constantly chirps about, the chirps I hear is, look at what they're doing and look what you're doing, right? And we start comparing, man, my vehicle is not as nice as theirs. I don't have that nice of, my kids don't behave as good as theirs behave. My house is nothing like their house, right? All these things that we start comparing ourselves to. Well, it must be nice to have time to go out and work out the way you do, be in the shape that you are. We start hearing those lies, I'm telling you, fellas, it takes us down. It takes us down. Now, how about the second part of this verse? When it comes to weeping, we got to take this seriously, right? And a lot of Christians, I'm telling y'all, we just screw this up. We screw it up. The best thing you can do with someone's mourning, you want me to tell you the truth? Here's the best thing you can do. Someone's mourning or they've had a loss. Just be there with them. Just be there with them. That's it. Right? Even if you haven't had the same scenario happen to you in the past, right? You've experienced pain. You have. And that we need to remember, we're built for a community. And if you can just sit in silence with someone and they just know that you're there, that means the world to them when they're hurting. Okay? And don't say silly Christian stuff like, you know, God has a plan. Well, they're in a better place. But just sit there and hurt with them. Hurt with them. Put your arm around them. Let them cry. Just let them cry. And maybe you need to cry with them. Right? I don't know a better way to show love than that. And one of the last things when I'm studying this verse, I was thinking about, you know, rejoice with others and weeping with others. One thing that jumps out to me that I didn't want to just leave without touching on was the idea of authenticity. Being authentic. You can't fake being real with people. You can't. You can try, but they're going to smell it. Because you know for a fact when others are giving you lip service and when they actually care. We just know. If you show up as authentic, compassionate, and transparent, whew, that empathy you have, particularly as a leader, it's just going to naturally flow from you. It just is. And it's going to help encourage others in their journey, on their path. And you're just going to be a natural encourager. I'm telling you, it's going to change everything. But this means you have to take action. You do. You have to walk the scripture out. You guys hear me talk about unleashing the lion within all the time. What does that mean? That means taking this verse right here, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, and actually put it into practice. Put it into practice. Take that opportunity to call up your buddy who's got some really good things going on and just encourage him. You know, one of the guys that in the podcasting space, and he's doing very well, very well. And I finally am getting to the point where comparison is not robbing me of my joy, because I was always comparing things I'm doing to what he's doing. And I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to rejoice with him. And one of the last things he put out, I just sent him an email. I said, hey, bud, I just want you to know your success is great. I'm praying for you. And I'd love to know specifically, how can I pray for you, brother? I can't imagine the stress you're under, things you got going on. And he emailed me back. He's like, you know what? We've been beyond blessed. And if you can just pray for humility as we continue to grow, that'd be wonderful. You know what? I prayed for him. I did. Now, I'm not telling you this to elevate me in any means, but I'm telling you that took a lot of doggone, had to just eat that doggone who I am and put that to the side. All right, God, how would you handle this? And that's what walking out verses like this means. It means denying yourself, say, okay, I'm going to rejoice with those who are rejoicing. And when you see your buddy who's really weeping and he's struggling, don't miss it. I had a buddy text me all day. Love him to death. He misses stuff all the time. His text message was, hey, man, just checking on to see how things are going. He said, hey, bud, I'm having a tough time, to be honest. But, you know, I guess I just got to take it one day at a time. Hopefully you and your family are doing well. And it's the next text message to me was, yeah, well, we won't be at church this weekend. Going to visit family. Have a good one. Now, dude just missed it. Don't be that guy. Sometimes, if people are willing to start opening up to you, then respond accordingly. Respond accordingly. Now, if they don't want to, don't push it. But if someone opens up and gives you a glimmer of vulnerability, you better take the time to dig in and help and serve. That's what being a Christian leader is all about. That's how you walk out scripture like this, rejoicing with those who are rejoicing, weeping with those who are weeping, is you recognize when they rejoice, you recognize when they weep, and then you serve with all you are to help them. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So I want you to think about this question. What does empathy look like in your life? How would you answer that? How does it show up? How does it manifest itself? If this is an area you need to work on, it's okay. Recognize that and start shoring it up. It's not going to get better on its own, right? So put the effort in to shore this up. Now, the episode on Wednesday is going to be great. I'm telling you, the episode that we have coming out, lots of practical wisdom, practical insight. But none of this stuff that we teach and that we share, that we try to help others with the Lion Within Us, it's going to really land unless you surrender your life to the Lordship of Christ. And if you haven't ever done that before, we take every spiritual kickoff. This is the most nervous I ever am podcasting. You know, I've been blessed to interview some really incredible people, sit at the table with some pretty awesome people. And each week I get nervous, not because the gospel is difficult to deliver, but because the gospel can change someone's life. And I want to make sure I'm being a good steward of what God is providing us here at The Lion Within Us with this platform that's been incredible, and you guys are listening. For that one listener who's out there right now, and you listen to The Lion, maybe you like things you're hearing, and you've never really submitted your life to the Lordship of Christ, you're here for a reason, and I don't know what it is. Now, you usually start with we're sinners. I'm going to back it up a little bit. We need to start recognizing who God is. He is the creator. God created it all, right? And he spoke everything into existence. The Bible says that. Spoke. Go back to Genesis. Check it out. But when it came to man, he formed him in the clay. And he says he breathed the breath, the ruah of life into his nostrils. And in that moment, Adam was face to face with his creator. And that's who we are. We are image bearers of God. He made us for relationship. He wants that relationship with you. Unfortunately, sin entered the world. And it sent this divide. It separated us. And sin is anything that separates us from God. And we all have that sin nature. We just do. We're born with it. And we need to recognize that we all fall short. We all fall short, particularly when we start comparing ourselves to God and His holiness. Now, you may feel okay compared to your neighbor or the people down the street or the people that you're in traffic with. You may be okay right there. Or if you're at the gym, maybe you're not falling short of some of those people. I don't know. We're not here to judge. But I do tell you, I can tell you one thing with confident, 100% absolute truth. You do fall short of the glory of God. And guess what? So do I. So does your favorite pastor and the best Christian that you ever know. They all fall short. So we need to recognize that. Then we need to understand that this God, Jesus, we hear a lot of talk about Jesus. He is the Son of God. He's it. He's not just some cool dude who they got all these stories about and he did some pretty cool magic trips. Nope. Jesus is the Son of God. He was born of a virgin. He fulfilled all the prophecies from the Old Testament. And then he walked amongst us. He showed us. He taught us. He performed the miracles to show his divine nature. And then he did what I still can't believe. He went to the cross and paid the penalty for your sin, for my sin, for the sin of the entire world. Because he loves us. Just think about nails being driven through your wrist, your feet, being thrown up on a cross to where crucifixion, one of the most terrible ways you could ever kill someone. You know how they die? They typically die, people who are crucified, of suffocation, right? They drown in their own blood, in their own liquids in their lungs. Because they run out of strength to hold themselves up and they rest, they start drowning, they pick themselves up for some relief, and they fall back down. This is what the Savior of the world endured for you and for me. And then he died, and they laid him in a tomb. But he only rented that thing. He was just there for a few days because he overcame death. He overcame death. And that's the difference. We serve a living Savior. We don't serve some dead guy in a tomb somewhere. No. Jesus is alive. He ascended to heaven, right hand of the Father right now. No one gets there except through him. It's incredible. And what he's offering you is a free gift of salvation. Free gift. If you just surrender your life to him, that's it. There's nothing you can do to earn it. You know, you can't, any of this works-based righteousness that any of these churches are teaching you, that's wrong. That's not biblical. I'm telling you, the only way you can get this, what the free gift that he is offering through grace, is surrender. Surrender to him. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. The Holy Spirit will indwell you at the moment you say, you know what? I don't got this. I'm going with Jesus. So if you're at that moment right now, maybe you have a tear going in your cheek. I don't know. And you're like, you know what? It's time. Then let's just pray together. This is what we do at the Lion. Let's pray right now. So, Father, just pray for that one person listening. If they're at that moment, Father, where they recognize that they have stiff-armed you enough, and it's time to just surrender and to invite you into their life. I pray you hear their prayer. I pray you just touch them. I pray you bless them. I pray you just let them feel the peace that passes all understanding because of you, because of the love that you have for them. And I pray that Holy Spirit's just going to come and dwell in them right now in this moment. And in this moment, they just feel your presence and they know that you're with them. And I just pray you just give them encouragement, give them wisdom, give them discernment, and just help them because they just made the best decision that they could ever make in their life. And just so honored to be able to just share the gospel each and every week, Father. So I just pray that, again, it's that one listener, one person who's decided to change their life forever. We give you all the honor and glory, Lord. In your name, amen. So if you just accepted Christ, touchdown. That's what I'm talking about. This is why we do this. I'm telling you, this is why we do this. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an email, chris@thelionwithin.us. I want to send you a bunch of free stuff to get you started. Some scriptures you need to read, you know, some areas you need to consider to shore up because you just entered a battlefield. Yeah, I always say that to the end. You entered a battlefield. You are officially, the blinders are off, and you can see the enemy. Now you need to know what to do. And knowing what to do is difficult. So you need help. You can't do this alone. We are not meant to be alone. We are meant to be with others. So I'd love to hear from you again. Chris@thelionwithin.us. Send me an email. And also, I want to pray with you. I just want to celebrate and pray and just show you some love. All right. So looking forward to that. So guys, come on back on Wednesday. Really looking forward to this opportunity to share this conversation with you. It's going to be impactful. It's going to help you grow, particularly for you guys who are a little gruff. Maybe need some help being a little more empathetic. I'm telling you, this stuff matters. This stuff will help you, okay? So head over to thelionwithin.us. Get all our resources there. Join the community. Start your 30-day free trial. Check out our summit, all the things we're doing at the summit, guys. And then our YouVersion devotion, the Bible devotionals. Go get your Bible app. Get started. We have tons of devotions out there, guys. If you're looking for opportunities for your small groups or your men's groups or things like that, this is why we built it. We built it for guys just like you to go out and use, okay? So looking forward to seeing you guys out there. Give us a rating and review if you get a chance. That'd be wonderful. Again, share this stuff with others. That's how the lion grows. And other than that, guys, stay strong, stay firm, stay committed. Remember, you better be rejoicing with those who rejoice. You got to weep with those who weep. But be authentic. Bring the real you. Because that, fellas, that's how you are to become the leader God intends you to be. All right, so get after it. Have a good one. We'll see you next time. And keep unleashing the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community. And the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.